I always wondered how my mom always saw me doing stuff even when her back was turned, right? Y'all ever thought that? Thought about that? Like, how in the world you see me? I was just walking up, and Chelsea had her eyes closed while Brother Clint was praying. And I was walking. I was about to sit down. She just reached over with her eyes closed, moved the pen. I was like, that girl got to shine. Boy, that's how moms do it. They just know. I don't know. It's crazy. Figured it out. You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Amen. Turn over to Proverbs 10:15. We ain't Facebook Live yet, are we? We are? Are we Facebook Live? We are? Okay. We do live in a great country. Amen. We live in a great country. And thank God for the USA. Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the country I live in. Amen. Well, there's people crazy. Well, go anywhere else. What do you think you'll find? Amen. It's not just subject to our country. It's everywhere. People's crazy everywhere. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you think we got it so bad, you should try to live somewhere else. Yes. Amen. Amen. When I was in the military and we went to Iraq, we had this interpreter. He was telling me a story, right, whenever Saddam was in charge. He said he got arrested a few times. For nothing, but Saddam had such power over him, nobody could have a TV. Yeah. Did y'all know that?
Yeah.
And this is in 2003, 2004. Amen. Up till then, nobody could have a TV.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He said he had a TV, and all of a sudden they heard noises, and they knew the army was coming. And so he got the TV and hit it as fast as he could. That way, whenever the army showed up, because you could get arrested immediately for having a TV. So, you know, a lot of times we think we have it rough. You ought to try to live underneath somebody like that. Thank God for the country I live in. Thank God for the country I live in. Hallelujah. The rich man's wealth. Actually, let's read it out of the Living, please. Verse 5. Did I say 15? I might have. Sorry. Verse 5. Thank you. A wise youth makes hay while what?
Sunshine.
Amen. A wise youth makes hay while what?
Sunshine.
Amen. A wise youth makes hay while what?
Sunshine.
Amen. Anybody else going to talk this morning? Y'all awake? All right.
Amen.
A wise youth makes hay while what?
Sunshine.
Amen. But what a shame to see a lad who sleeps away his hour of what? We have opportunity every single day.
Amen.
We have opportunity every single day. I said we have opportunity every single day. Amen. A wise youth makes hay while the sun shines. But what a shame to see a lad who sleeps away his hour of what? Amen. His hour of opportunity. Amen. We're going to be talking about sowing and reaping this morning.
Amen.
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 So let's pray. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. And I thank you, Father God, not my will this morning, but your will. Not what I want to say, but what you would have not only for this congregation, but also for myself, Father God. I thank you, my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truths from your word. And Holy Ghost, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, for sending the Holy Ghost, the helper, the standby, the advocate, but the helper, the teacher. I thank you, Father God, for help this morning, revealing and unveiling things to us. Truths from your word this morning. And we thank you for it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we receive it by faith right now. We receive it by faith right now. And everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
Amen. One reason, hallelujah. One of the reasons why people don't reap, these are some of the reasons. So it's not an absolute. So I might give y'all 3 reasons. There might be 19 reasons.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. But I'm just going to talk about a few different reasons. All right? Okay? Yes. All right. Amen. All right. So one of the reasons I saw was people, they don't sow.
Yes, sir. Amen.
It's pretty simple, ain't it? Not very hard at all. One reason people don't reap is because they don't sow.
Right.
It's not hard, right?
Yeah.
Turn over to Ecclesiastes 11. Do we have the good or the God's Word, the GWT? Nope. Right, let me pull that up. You can go to the, I'll just pull this one up first. Ecclesiastes 11. We'll start about verse 1. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 1. Can y'all hear me all right? Yes, am I pretty quiet? No? All right. I'm going to read it to you out of the GWT, the God's Word translation. It says, Ecclesiastes 11, we'll start about verse 1, go down through 6. Throw your bread on the surface of the water, because you will find it again after many days. Divide what you know, that's what God told the Israelites to do, remember? Because whenever the flood waters came up, God said, throw your seed out there. That way, whenever you're walking, whenever you get to where you're going, you'll continually have a harvest. Because that water's going to, whenever it's flooding, the water's outside the banks, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. So whenever the water is flooding, what happens? It goes outside banks, right? All right. So whenever water is flooding, amen, where does the water go? Outside the banks, you're absolutely right. Amen. And so God told him, just throw your seed out there, because once the water recedes, that seed, a lot of that seed will stay up there, and then whenever you get to where you're going, you'll have a harvest.
Yes. Amen.
Continually have a harvest wherever you're going. So that means continually doing what?
Sowing.
Hallelujah. I wonder if they'd have just threw seed out there one time and been like, all right, that's good. Set for the rest of my life. God said to sow. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll find it again after many days. Divide what you have into seven parts, or even into eight, because you don't know what disaster might happen where. Oh, you don't. Yeah, on earth. Sorry, I forgot we didn't have the translation. Sorry, it says. Because you don't know what disaster may happen on earth. Well, I'm not claiming that. Number one, the crisis of life is going to come to you, regardless if you believe it or not. Because Satan wants to kill you and wants to destroy everything you have. That way you won't have any finances to help further the kingdom of God. That way you'll have to try to struggle. Because whenever you're struggling, you think you're in joy? Okay, anybody ever not have money, been happy? Anybody ever struggling, just barely getting along? Kids ain't adequately fed. Kids ain't adequately clothed. You're having to ride a bicycle to work. How many of us were in joy during that time? No. Amen.
Amen.
See, so Satan wants to try to get you depressed and wore out. But we can, even though those times might show up, we believers, Spirit Life Churchers, we can stay in joy.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Because we know the outcome.
Yes,
don't we? Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm not going to confess it because that's a bad confession. Like I said, I used to think that. Oh, I ain't going to say that. That's a bad confession. But yet, God wrote it in the Bible.
Yes. Amen.
For us. So if it was a bad confession, why would he have us saying it? Oh, moving along. All right. Yep. All right. Because if you've been a Christian for very long, you have seen crises of life will come to each and every one of us.
Yes. Amen.
But what are we doing in that crisis?
Amen.
Them, they sold seed. That way, whenever the crisis did show up, they already had the harvest. That way, whenever something did show up, there was a harvest there to take care of the problem right away. It's like he's saying, if you have seven of them, well, go ahead and give eight. That's what he's saying. If you have seven, just go ahead and do eight then. Because you don't know what might come up tomorrow. Well, that's a bad confession. No, it ain't. Because Satan wants to try to destroy us, but he can't. That's the thing. He can't. He wants to try, but he can't. And if I'm continually sowing, I'll continually have a harvest. Continually.
Amen.
That means over, 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 over. I got to continually sow like that. You don't have to. You can live how you want to live. But as for me and my house, we're going to do that because we've seen the effects of it so far. Because we was there whenever I made, what, $12,000 in 1 year? But yet God said, hey, y'all give 20 over your tithe. You crazy, Chelsea? I've seen the effects of it now. So you can talk if you want to, but I'm just going to turn a deaf ear to it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore. Amen. If the clouds are full of rain, they will let it pour down on the earth. If a tree falls north or south, the tree will remain where it fell. Amen. Whoever watches the wind will never plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will never harvest.
Yes.
Amen. Just as you don't know what the breath of life enters in the Lamb of... Let me start over. Just as you don't know how the breath of life enters the limbs of a child within its mother's womb, you also don't understand how God, who made everything, works.
Amen.
Amen. Plant your seed in the morning, and don't let your hands rest until evening. Amen. It's saying if you're sowing, continue to sow.
Yes.
Don't just sit down.
Right.
Yes. Amen. Well, he's just trying to get money out of me. No, I ain't. No, I ain't. Because have I said one time to sow into my life?
No, sir.
I should have heard a way better amen than that, because you have not heard those words come out of my mouth. You need to be led. We don't need to work off of feelings. We don't need to work off of... What's the other word?
Emotions.
You need to be led.
Yes.
Each and every one of us.
Yes.
Amen. Y'all okay this morning?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Plant your seed in the morning and don't let your hands rest until evening. You don't know whether this field or that field will be profitable, or whether both of them will turn out equally well. Amen. Look at the living. Will you pull that up in the living, please? Verse 1. Give what?
Generously.
You want to know why some people don't do it? Because they truly don't believe in sowing and reaping. They don't believe that God will be able to get back to them a harvest.
That's right. Amen.
You want to know why that is? Because they've educated their head at the expense of their heart.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. See, we've studied earthly things so much to where, well, that can't happen.
That's right.
We read the Bible, and now our head's trying to contradict ourselves.
Right.
And so our head's trying to grasp it. Our spirit man saying, do it, but our head's saying, don't do it.
Right. Yes.
And so now we've educated our head at the expense of our heart, which is our spirit man, right?
Amen.
Amen. And so if we just continually look at earthly things and things like that, then are we going to do what God asks us to do? Not if we're focused on that.
Amen.
Amen.
Not if I'm in the Word, because once I get in the Word, I know whatever God says, He backs it.
Yes.
Whatever God said, He backs it.
Amen.
I know that. And so regardless, and it's funny, God's always asked us to sow, you know. We try to continually sow, but there's times where it's been tight.
Yes, sir.
And God's like, well, sow this much there. Who's he talking to? You ever had God ask say something like that, and you've been beside somebody and you lean over to him? Hey, I think God told you to give this amount. Why? Because it's hard on the flesh.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Amen.
And so now the flesh don't want to do it. But I'm not ruled by my flesh.
Amen.
I said I'm not ruled by my flesh.
Amen.
I'm a spirit being.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Each and every one of us are, right?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all. This is really blessing me this morning. Hallelujah. Give generously, for your gifts will return to you when? See, some people don't believe that, though.
Yes,
that's why they don't sow. Because they're so earthly minded.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I don't want to say it, but sometimes they're no spiritually good.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give generously, for your gifts will return to you when?
Later.
But how, though? How is that going to happen? Well, is it for you to figure out?
No, sir.
So then why do we sometimes? Why do we allow that focus to take away from what God asked us to do?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Y'all okay?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Just keep smiling. We'll know you're all right. Hallelujah. Give generously, for your gifts will return to you when?
Later.
Later. Next, please. Divide your gifts among many. How many?
Many.
Divide your gifts where?
Among many.
Among one?
No.
See, sometimes we'll sow and say, well, we got that in the bag.
Yeah.
We did our sowing for our life. Amen. Divide your gifts among many. For in the days ahead, you yourself may need what?
Much.
See, he's letting us know. Look,
yeah.
Satan is trying to take away things, trying to destroy your life, trying to steal your finances.
Yes.
You might need some help ahead of time.
Yes,
and it's funny. Have you ever noticed whenever God asks you to sow something sometimes and you know you're already short? Within a week or maybe a couple weeks or maybe a few weeks, all of a sudden something comes up and you're like, oh man, I can't believe that. And then all of a sudden there's the finances or whatever you need for it. See, God knows ahead of time what you'll need. That's why he lays it on our heart a lot of times to sow.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. To sow, because he knows what's ahead of us.
Yes.
So if we're sowing, we're already taken care of before we even get to it.
Yes.
But a lot of times we just want to continually hold on to it because how is that going to happen? I need to save this money now.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm not telling you to give away all your money. I'm telling you to be led.
Yes.
As each and every one of us have to be.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Divide your gifts among many, for in the days ahead of you, yourself may need much help.
Amen.
Next, please. When the clouds are heavy, the rains come down. When a tree falls, whether south or north, the die is cast. Right? I don't know what that means, but okay. There it is.
It's done.
It's done. That's what Steve said.
Yes.
We're going off of Steve. Thank you, Steve. He's smart. He knows. Trust me. For there it lies. If you wait for what?
Perfect.
And that's what a lot of people wait for.
Yeah.
And that's why they won't sow. Well, God, you know I got bills coming up right now. So, you know, ask me next week and then I'll sow. Well, that time for sowing next week's not there because the word you had was a week ago. And so now you think you're going to be blessed off of something you're trying to do a week after he already asked you to do something. The word you had was there, not there. Amen. So that's why sometimes people don't receive a great harvest off of it, which we'll get to harvest 30, 60, and 100 and all that, which is really, I want to get there right now, but we got to, we might get there next week, hopefully. Amen. Hallelujah. I really want to talk about it. Amen. If you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get what?
Anything done.
Am I saying that?
No, sir.
No, I'm not. So if I wait for perfect conditions, I'll never get nothing done. Nothing. Nothing done. And a lot of people try to wait for perfect conditions before they'll sow.
Yeah.
Well, God, you know I got this. God, you know I got, like he doesn't know. Like God's just all of a sudden, oh, I didn't know that. Thanks for telling me. Don't worry about it then. But see, we don't really know who God is. If we want to talk about it for a minute, we're family.
Yes.
We family?
Yes.
Then do we really know who God is? If we're really questioning God, you don't want me to do that, God. Because if we truly knew who God was, we'd be like, okay.
Yes, sir.
Because obviously you know more than I do.
Yes.
And you know the future better than I know my past.
Yes.
And so obviously there's a reason you're asking me to do this. Not only that, I want to be your go-to guy. If you ask me to do something, I want to be able to do it now for you. And if we know God, then whenever he asks us to do things, we'll be quick with it.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if that's my flesh or if that's God. Well, do you want to give somebody money? Let's ask it that way.
Right.
A lot of times, no. The flesh does not. So it's not you.
Amen. 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 Good point.
If you want, wait for perfect conditions. You know, there's not ever a perfect time to sow.
That's right. Amen.
You know when people need you? When they need you.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
If you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. Amen.
Amen.
Next, please. God's ways are as mysterious as the pathway of the wind and as the manner in which a human spirit is infused into the little body of a baby while it is yet in its mother's womb. Keep on
sowing your seed.
Keep on
sowing your seed.
Keep on
sowing your seed.
Amen. Amen. Keep on
sowing your seed.
For you never know which will grow. Perhaps it all will. Amen.
Amen.
So we obviously from this we've learned we can't pay attention to the conditions. We can't. If we pay attention to the conditions, we won't ever sow. We won't ever do what God asked us to do because now we're focused on something else instead of what God asked us to do, right? If we're really focusing on conditions and things like that, are we focusing on God?
No.
No, because we're allowing things, circumstances, to come up and to distract us. And now our focus went from obeying God to, man, I don't think we can do this.
Yeah.
Babe, I don't know why you're wanting us so all the time. Stop.
Yeah.
You don't understand we have bills?
Right.
Well, do you not understand who God is? Don't say that because a fight break out real fast. Trying to help you, I'm telling you. Don't say it. Look, maybe somebody said that before. Not me, but... No, I'm joking. I'm just joking. Amen.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Clouds, obviously, here are figurative of problems, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Go to 2 Corinthians 9:6 real fast, please. We're still talking about reasons why people don't reap. It's because they don't sow, right? So they're paying attention to the situations, to clouds or whatever's going on, right? Yes, amen. And they're not sowing. Amen. Go to, where did I tell y'all to go? Thank you. And then somebody might say, well, I don't have anything to sow. I'm glad you asked. 2 Corinthians 9:6, it says, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Go to 10, please. Now he that what?
Ministers to the sower.
To the who?
Sower.
See, you got to be qualified first. It's like asking God for seed and then keeping it. And that's a bad place to be. And tithing is not sowing. To be able to sow insinuates that something belongs to you. Tithe, does it belong to you? So tithing is not sowing. Tithing is tithing. It's honoring God with your first fruits. Hence the word honor.
Yes.
Amen. So to sow, you have it insinuates something that belongs to you, right?
Yes, sir.
Wasn't it Abraham? Was it Abraham that said, that told the one king, no, I can't use your stuff because it doesn't belong to me?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
He understood what sowing was,
right?
Yes. Amen. Ministering seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and does what?
Multiply.
So first off, he'll give you seed.
Yep.
And food.
Yeah, and food.
Amen.
But what does he do to your seed?
Multiply.
For me to continue to struggle and work and work and work and try to do it whenever there's a much easier way is crazy.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
It's crazy. When there's a much easier way. A lot of times we're just kind of, we're we're just kind of lazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Go over here and talk to them on this side. Amen. A lot of times, it's just because we're lazy.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Thank y'all. I do appreciate it. Because we don't want to have to spend time to learn how God operates in His character. Because once we fully understand the character of God, we know, number one, He doesn't lie. He does not lie. God is not a man that He could lie. He's not. He cannot lie. Amen. And so whenever He tells me that if you sow, I'll multiply it. It's pretty simple. Well, you shouldn't just sow to get. Well, we need to get off of that kick. Because, I think that God sowed Jesus to get kids.
Amen.
Yes.
Moving along. Amen. Now, he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Will you pull that up in the CEV? Do we have it? Yeah, we have it. God gives seed to farmers and provides everyone with food. He will increase what you have so you can give even more to what? Amen. Will you pull it up in the Passion as well, please? No, you're fine. You're fine. It's all right. Trust me, my phones went off and I've been on the front row before. I just forgot. I mean, we forget sometimes. This generous God who supplies what? For the farmer, which becomes bread for our meals, is even more what?
Extravagant
toward you. First, He supplies every need plus what?
More.
Then He multiplies the seed as you sow it, not as you eat it.
Amen.
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 Amen. As you sow it. So that the harvest of your generosity, what? Will grow. Amen. So we can't pay attention to what's going on. Right? If God asks us to sow, we need to sow.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And we need to just, if you're a sower, first off, we're blessed to be a blessing.
Yes, sir.
So as a born again believer, if I see somebody that's struggling or something like that, I mean, I ain't got to spend 3 days to pray about it.
Amen.
That's me.
Yes, sir.
All right? If I see somebody just kind of struggling or whatever, I'm blessed to be a blessing.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to continually sow.
Yes.
Amen. Well, all I got's a dollar. Dollar. Well, did anybody ask you the amount?
Yes.
Number one, we could only sow $20 over our tithe.
Amen.
I'm telling y'all, I made $12,000 in 1 year.
Yeah.
$20 every paycheck was stretching Ricky like nobody's business. But yet, we ain't there no more. We way past that. Glory be to God forevermore. Amen. But we're blessed to be a blessing. And so if I see somebody that needs a little help or has something going on, I'll sow. I'll sow. Why? Because a continual harvest is what I'm going after. A continual harvest is what I'm going after. Not a, oh, there's a harvest. Whew, thank God I got one. 6 months down the road. Oh, thank God I've been waiting on this one for a while. It's finally here.
Amen.
But if I'm continually walking every day, ooh, harvest.
Yes.
Mm, ooh, harvest.
Yes.
Ooh, harvest.
Yes.
But there's a qualifier for a harvest every day.
Yes, sir.
What is it?
Sowing.
Well, I don't have money. Well, do you have time?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
And look, we don't just focus on the church. Somebody in the church or somebody in your community not feeling well can't clean their yard.
Yep.
And you have time.
Amen.
What is that?
Yes.
That is seed.
Amen.
That is opportunity.
Yes, it is.
opportunity. And so now whenever we see things like this, we won't see them as, oh God, not again, but opportunity.
Amen.
Opportunity.
Amen.
And another thing is, we shouldn't always be the person looking, being, wanting to receive, wanting somebody to give to us, is what I'm trying to say. We also need to be the ones that are sowing.
Yes.
Right? Number one, it's not reaping and sowing.
Right.
Y'all know that, right?
Yes. Amen.
Because what if a farmer went out there and just said, all right, where's the harvest? I need a harvest right now. Did you plant anything? Now, why would I do that?
Amen.
That's crazy talk. I just want a harvest. Everybody think he was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Yes.
Like, you all right, bud? You didn't sow. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'd need a harvest right now.
Yeah.
Say the